if soil moisture remains limited.
The annual meetings for CHS Ag Services, CHS North Central, and CHS West Central are underway in Grand Forks. The global situation is a key talking point. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick is there and has this update.
The situation in the Middle East over the past week has been a significant disruption to diesel and fertilizer markets. CHS Executive Vice President Rick Dusick said the Persian Gulf region is a major energy exporter.
When I think about, you know, the ag input market, fertilizer is the one that's impacting the most, particularly urea, because the U.S. is a net importer of urea. And when I think about what the U.S. market needs for this coming season, I think we've got a good portion of it covered, meaning there's enough of it en route that we've got a good portion of it en route, but not all of it. And typically, these next couple of weeks are when the last vessels load over in that part of the region and come over. And there's difficulty because there's been vessels canceled, there's been plants shut down in that part of the world, and it's raising fertilizer prices. And so there's going to be a bit of a scramble here to get kind of that last 10 or 20% in the country ready for spring with this volatility. And again, it's hard to know how long this lasts or how big of an impact it'll have because it's so new and it's volatile. So there's a concern there. And I think the industry's done a pretty good job of getting ready, but we're not 100% there yet.
Obviously, the season starts in the south and moves north. How are we set in the northern Corn Belt and the Northern Plains as far as having supply on hand to start the season?
Yeah, I think there's a high percentage. I mean, it's hard for me to put a number out there, but, you know, it's probably in the 80% range or so. But there's more that needs to come over, and I think this is going to create some trade flow changes in the global market, and that's what's bringing us risk, and that's what's making prices firmer. And it's not great timing, right? Because we know corn and soybeans and wheat, and, you know, most commodity prices aren't seeing any lift from this at all because there's plentiful supply in the world. So when fertilizer prices jump up like this, it's concerning for the farmers. It's concerning for us because we want to have supply ready. And it's just, you know, it's one of those things. This conflict over there, we don't know how long it'll last and how big impact will be, and we'll just have to play it out day by day.
Dusick said when farmers do well, cooperatives like CHS typically do well. When farmers are under pressure, ag retail businesses feel the same pressure. Reporting from this annual meeting in Grand Forks, I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.
Fertilizer market.